As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
The year is 18,000 BC. The Ice Age is in full swing, and making its way through the cold, white, snowy landscape, a majestic creature that has fascinated scientists for decades. The woolly mammoth. Now, around 4,000 years after it went extinct, scientists today are planning to do something extraordinary.
We are going to bring back the woolly mammoth.
That's the mission of Colossal Biosciences, a US biotech company with a mission to bring back some of our lost species. I'm John Weeks, and this is a special episode of Tech and Science Daily, looking into the return of the woolly mammoth.
I'm Ben Lamb. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Colossal Biosciences.
Ben co-founded the company alongside top American geneticist George Church, who, together with a team of top scientists, are using groundbreaking gene editing technology to bring back some of the creatures we've lost throughout history. Now, I know what you're thinking. Bringing extinct ancient creatures back to life. Where have we seen this before?
Look, Jurassic Park was an amazing movie. It got people very excited about a lot of things. It was a dystopian movie, right? But one of the things it did right was it did educate the world that there's this thing called genetic engineering, and it's really powerful. And we have these incredible tools that we can actually go in and actually manipulate genomes, right? And so that's one of the great things it did. Think of it as almost like reverse Jurassic Park. So in Jurassic Park, they were taking dino DNA, old DNA, and then they were trying to fill in the holes using frog DNA and all these other things, right? Think of us in doing the exactly reverse, right? So we are actually taking Asian elephant DNA, right? Because an Asian elephant is 99.6% the same genetically as a woolly mammoth. It's the closest living relative. And then we're doing a lot of computational analysis and AI and computer-assisted software so that we can understand what genes made a mammoth. We're looking at specific genes that were de-extincting and putting them back into the Asian elephant genome. I don't think that we were inspired by Jurassic Park. One funny note though, in Michael Crichton's original Jurassic Park, there's a DNA sequence. That sequence is the same as George Church's from his original research. And so I would argue, if anything, George Church's work inspired Jurassic Park, not the other way around.
But with any new scientific endeavors as big and as ambitious as this, you're going to get your critics, right?
Ironically, one of our biggest critics when we launched was Beth Shapiro. She joined as chief science officer 2 weeks ago. And that's because we spent 24 months with her understanding her feedback, how can we do things better. Beth is arguably top one or two in the world in ancient DNA.
I am Beth Shapiro, and I am Colossal's chief science officer. So when Colossal talks about de-extinction, what we're actually talking about is resurrecting key phenotypes, key traits of these extinct species. We can't bring back something that is identical in every way to a species that used to be alive. But we can, using technologies that are available today, resurrect some of these behaviors or the way an extinct species might have looked or acted.
We've already seen some impressive science in the past when it comes to working with DNA. Remember Dolly the cloned sheep? But what's the difference between DNA from a living creature and the ancient preserved DNA of long-lost animals?
The difference is that the DNA that we get out of a bone from a mammoth or from a dodo is in tiny little fragments. So if I were to take a swab from the inside of my mouth and ship it off to one of those companies that'll tell you what your own DNA sequence looks like, I could get long strands of DNA that are millions, tens of millions, sometimes with the right technology, hundreds of millions of DNA letters long. But the DNA that we get from these fossil bones tends to be 40 or 50 or maybe 60 letters long. So the first thing that we have to do is we collect all of these tiny little pieces, and then we have to map them to where in the genome they would belong.
However, it's not just the woolly mammoth that Colossal is planning to bring back. They're also working on bringing back the thylacine, more commonly known as the Tasmanian tiger, a big cat which died out in the 1930s. Plus, in the coming years, we might need to stop saying dead as a dodo.
So in the case of the dodo, the closest living relative of the dodo is something called a Nicobar pigeon. And we have a really nice high-quality genome from a Nicobar pigeon. And then we take these tiny little grubby short fragments of dodo DNA, and using a computer, we figure out where on that Nicobar genome this little tiny piece of dodo DNA is most likely to match. And then we do that billions of times until eventually we've built, kind of using a scaffold, what the dodo genome looked like.
Let's take a break now. Coming up in part two, when will we see the first de-extinct woolly mammoth?
What I will tell you is with 22 months of gestation for mammoths, it was most likely not the first species that will be born. The only date that we set out there is...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
So, we understand now what it takes to bring back a mammoth. Combine key mammoth traits from ancient DNA with modern-day Asian elephant DNA, and after a 22-month pregnancy, the first de-extinct woolly mammoth will be born. The next question is, what will it look like?
From a gene perspective, we want to reintroduce these animals back into the Arctic. So we are focusing on a lot of the kind of physical attributes or phenotypes that are like the fat deposits, the small ears, so there's less heat loss, small tail, the big shaggy coat of hair, which is actually about five different types of hair. Most people just think it's one, but it's actually five different types of hair to help give it that insulation, right? And then there's things that you and I probably, we won't see, but are critical to cold tolerance. So for example, we've studied how both mammoths and other species like polar bear and caribou and others, how do they produce hemoglobin at sub-freezing temperatures? Like if we're at negative 40, you know, a lot of our breath will crystallize and we'll suffocate. In some of these extreme cold tolerant species, like mammoths, they have certain genes that made it where the ends of their nerves won't get essentially fried by the cold, right? And so these are the types of things that we have to work on that are just as important as those iconic features that you and I think about when we want to see it.
Aside from bringing back ancient beasts of the past, there's a second, more pressing mission behind Colossal's work: conservation.
We are facing an extinction crisis, a biodiversity crisis, an ecological crisis across the planet, where we know that habitats are changing at a rate that outpaces evolution's ability to keep up. Ideally, we could all take a step back and give all of the species and ecosystems the time and the space that they need to catch up, but we can't. It's too late. The human footprint is too big. But these technologies could offer us hope. To me, the most exciting thing is that I'm not just extracting ancient DNA and trying to figure out population genetics and learning about the growth and decline of species through time, but actually now in a position where we can use the information from the past to help species and ecosystems today. These technologies have application to species that aren't extinct, that we can start to focus our attention on applying these technologies to saving species from becoming extinct. And Colossal have been engaged with a lot of different conservation programs, as well as these de-extinction programs. And that is one of the things that I find most compelling about Colossal, and one of the reasons that I finally decided to join.
One of the things that I would say that we're ahead of schedule on, which I'm very excited about, is the application of some of our technologies to conservation. You know, we set a goal that all of the technologies that we develop have an application to conservation will give to the world for free. We've been chosen as the genetic rescue partner for the northern white rhino. So how can we engineer in lost genes and genetic diversity that's been lost so that when they make these additional northern white rhinos, they have multiple founder lines so that they can interbreed and be a healthier populations.
So, the big question: when can we expect to see the first de-extinct woolly mammoth and other species lost in the past?
The only date that we've set out there is 2028 for our first mammoth calves. We feel very good about it. What I will tell you is with 22 months of gestation for mammoths, it was most likely not the first species that will be born. We've already made that commitment, so we're not gonna make any more commitments because science is hard. This is very hard. And so we wanna ensure that we try to under-promise and over-deliver. We feel like we've already made a very big, hairy, colossal promise with 2028. So that is what we're tracking to.
They seem to have a pipeline that maps to that timeline, but I just have to say, you know, elephants have a 22-month gestation. And, you know, if we could make breakthroughs in something that has a shorter generation time or a shorter gestation time, it is possible that we could see one of those sooner. But I don't know, you know, it's about discovery.
Thanks for listening to this Tech and Science Daily special. We are back on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.